You are now listening to a Porch FM podcast.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Porch FM. Porch
FM. Yo kasi, yo stasi.
It is 2 minutes past 6 here on Porch FM with me, Papla, your host. Good evening and welcome. We're going to have a jam-packed show tonight. We have in studio with us Kismo. What we do on Port FM is give every candidate for the local elections on the 1st November a chance to come to the studio and to tell people why they should vote for him or her. So far we had Dovina of Action SA, and last week we had Virginia of the Patriotic Alliance. We know there was some roundabouts there, and in the near future we will have Debbie as the new chosen Ward 43 councillor in studio with us. And tonight we talk politics of the ANC. Kismo, welcome.
Thanks.
How was your weekend?
It was blessed, yeah.
What did you do? Campaigning?
Yeah, we are busy with programs back to back, but programs to empower also our community.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Kismo. You are well known in the community, but not everybody knows everybody in Estrus. Although there's a lot of voters out there, I know there are some people that doesn't know you. Who is Kismo? Tell us, who is Kismo? Your background, where do you come from, what do you do?
Kismo is a young man from Nantes. Was born in HP, Islands Park, Titus Land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kismo Raslingwani is my surname. And yeah, I'm just a boy who's very active, but also I believe in building dreams, especially young people's dreams. Yeah.
Mm.
I'm an activist.
Okay.
We call it activism.
How did you become involved? What drove you?
What drove me to become involved in being an activist? It's because I saw how the community of Easter is being oppressed. So we decided to mobilize young people who you can see who are with me today, and said, let's move on one agenda. And the agenda is that we have to empower our community also to change our mindset, especially young people's mindset in the community.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, when I read about activists and politicians, there's always this one incident that made him decide, you know, tot hier en nie verder nie. Nou gaan ek nou my boots straps optrek en ek gaan 'n difference probeer maak. Was there such an incident in your life? One specific incident that you say, now, you know, I can't take it anymore. This oppression that you talked about earlier.
Yeah, there was. I was employed once at Woolworths. Woolworths, and Woolworths, it was a company under Woolworths.
Yeah.
Where, especially when you come from Estrus, you identify as, they see you as a bad person, as a person who's on drugs, alcohol, or you are a thief. So, and I told myself, how do I change a mindset like that? Because it can't be that one person makes a mistake, then you identify us all with that one mistake, you understand?
Mm.
So that was the first time I said, nee, man, kelava, dis nou genoeg. Kom ons change die mense se mindset. Hoe ons dit gaan change is, dat ons meer van Easterse mense hier kry. Laat hulle kan sien, Easterse mense is die seel.
Mm.
Ja.
En toe wat doen julle? Wat het jy toe gedoen? Wat?
Then we got 5 young people employed there, where I was employed. So it started continuing. They started employing Easterse people, yeah. That's one of our programs, employment.
Okay, so you are a member of the ANC Youth League.
Yes.
Does it still exist?
Yes, the ANC is still alive.
Not the ANC, the Youth League.
Yeah, the ANC Youth League is still alive.
Still alive.
Yeah, yes, this is the proof of it. That okay. is the proof of it.
No, but I mean, seriously, you know, officially, the mother body disbanded the league quite a few years ago, and there was actually, there were some Smolonyana attempts to does it make it seems like they're reviving it, but the league is not the same as the league of Peter Mukaba, Julius Malema, Malisi Kugaba, Fikile Mbalula.
No, you can't say the youth league is not the same. It's still the same. The ANC youth league remains the same.
In terms of your presence, your activism, you know, those years, the league, okay. Anyhow,
We are still on the ground. Whether you say we are not like Peter Mukaba.
But I'm talking in sense of the visibility of the youth league, Kismo. I don't think you can disagree with me.
Yeah, we are on the ground.
You're on the ground.
Yeah, we're on the ground. The ANC Youth League is on the ground. That we can't dispute anything. You can even see it with the results, progress. That you can see there is progress on Bavia, on Sanfur and Tunstai. Yeah, so.
But regionally or provincially or nationally, is there a plans to revive the youth league to restore it to its former glory that it was?
Yeah, there is currently the NYTT. A national task team has been appointed.
When?
Also,
when was that?
It was a few months ago, I think 5 months ago. Also, the RTT, regional task team, was appointed a few weeks ago. So, soon we will be going to Congress and we'll be choosing our chairperson, Fortune Matabati, in the ANC Youth League region. Yeah, so we are moving. We are moving.
No, that's fine. The other thing, well, we see some changes in the ANC. If you look at it, you can see it looks like, I know this is a national level and you're a councillor, but I mean, you should know about things in your organization. I want to talk about the corruption in the ANC. We can see that it seems like the things are busy turning. Well, Ramaphosa is getting the overhand. Dealing with ICE and so forth. But there's still too many others that survive, don't you think?
Look, those are national politics, and I don't like to go into national politics. What I can tell you more about is about local politics. I can tell about local politics because you can see changes. When you speak about national politics, about corruption, it's the individual in the ANC. You can't blame the ANC, say that the ANC is corrupt. No. As a person, you understand, any ANC. So if you say the ANC is corrupt, you're saying I'm corrupt. And I have never shown that any results of that I'm corrupt. I don't know, have you seen any results of that I'm corrupt, yes or no?
No.
Oh, so let's stick on the individuals, not the ANC. The ANC is here to still govern forever. So us as young people, we must still take it over. And we are coming up with fresh minds and ideas to run it, yes.
Okay, talking about fresh minds and ideas, what do you think is the needs of our community?
Yo, Mpap. As a government, our needs in our communities are many. There are very many. Especially on jobs. Jobs, developments, and mostly, how can I say, the upgrade in the community. Those things I need, and that's the ANC Youth League's program that we have embarked on. We have embarked on jobs. That's a result of showing that once it's not a prat political party, once it's a political party, made progress and the what? Because we have engaged with many factories that are based in this very same ward, the ward that the DA has been governing. And many political parties has been coming, like PA has been here maybe for the last 10 years, say 8 years, has been here in this ward, never engaged on these programs, but let's play a blame game. So we brought that change, saying, rather than blaming each other, let's take action. And the action on that, we have started engaging with these factories, and we told these factories, since you are operating in our space, our demarcation, you must employ in Ward 43. That's a must. These factories have been operating for so many years, so many years in this demarcation, Ward 43. What? So we are saying that our program is very successful, and we have created a program where we take 10, between 10, 12 every week to go for interviews, also get employed.
At this company surrounding.
So rather than blaming each other, let's bring progress to the table. Let's move forward. So ons is besig met miracles. Ons is young mense, especially young people. Yeah.
So how do you approach? What's your approach to those companies? I mean, I employ probably 50 people in my company. There ain't employment availability now. So, but how do you approach a company like that?
No, you must remember, approach is engagement. We must sit down on the table. We must discuss. Pompapla, since when have you been operating here in this world? Who have you employed from this world? You understand, you are in our space. We are the nearest community. Estras and Champion, you employ so. So we are saying that give us a percentage, 47%, 30%, where you can employ from the community. If you can't employ, give us skills. Where in those skills you will put a stipend on it. You understand? That's progress. So that's the program that we have embarked on. Our engagement with these factories is not radical, because asala ons namo where the ANC youth league and dunkle, dais gaan omkrap. That's a tijd waar ons omkrap. You understand? As a state, we're on Somka because we are young. We can't be controlled. You understand? So, these programs that we are embarking now, our elders should have done it. Those who were leaders in the community, those who have been activists, should have done it long time ago. So, as young people, we said enough is enough. As no genoeg. As no onse tijd, ons gaan maar die trein vat. Ons ook ken nie, want we gaan die trein, maar kom ons vat om. Maar nou wees het om te sê, die trein gaan we naar rechte richting toe. Ja.
Okay, send your questions and comments to Kismo here in studio on our official WhatsApp line. The number is 064-119-6071. I'm going to play a song because Kismo talked a lot about this word. So I'm going to play Change by Lisa Stanfield.
Word FM, your kasi, your stasi. The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM. Poort FM.
It is 6:47 here on Poort FM. Our conversation with Kismo continued. Let's go to the questions now. Question one: is Tessa Hudson not the council candidate for ANC, and why are you addressing us on her behalf?
It's a question. Let me make it very clear. In the ANC, there are processes that we go under. We take these processes takes place in the community. If you can check, it was 3 days ago, on the 11th of September, we went to community where people came out in numbers, and they should have decided between Clayton Laurie and Valencia, Kismo and Tessa. So it's where we start off with ballots. And those people have decided who must be the candidate.
Where was this?
This was at the point of PS4, at the VDs. It took place at the VDs. It was Peggy Barnes.
In all the VDs?
Yeah, in all the VDs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the process of the ANC, not IEC. So the IEC can't decide for the people of the community.
Now, the IEC did not put Tessa's name on the list. I don't understand what you mean with that.
No, it was an error. It was an error between our regional office and the IEC. You understand? That's where I can't have, I can't answer for the regional office. So we took this thing to the ground where people decided, and we also posted it on social medias. We also spoke to people. People came out in numbers. You'll be surprised. People came out in numbers.
I have a list here that say African National Congress Greater Tswana Region Office of the Regional Secretary, where Tessa's name is number one and yours is number two. So I don't know when was this list publicized, but this is an official document from your party.
That's the BGM process.
What is the BGM process?
BGM process is internal. It's an internal process in the ANC.
So are you aware of this list that I have in front of
me? Yeah, I'm aware of it. It's
okay, when was this list published?
It was published, if I'm right, I don't want to be wrong. It was published maybe 4 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
So this was not the final list?
No, that was not the final list.
So if the IEC would have accepted it as it is, then there would have been an error?
That would have been an error, because you must remember, in the ANC, we are having processes in the ANC. Outside...
Yes, Kismo, but this is an official document of the ANC that put Tessa first and you second.
On Papla, I can maybe for a day like you first time in it.
Okay, let's go back to
that. I want to answer you on
that
one.
Okay.
Because there are processes in the ANC where the ANC, members of the ANC choose candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Then that process goes to the community. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Where the community must choose, and after the community chooses, it goes to the IEC. So it never came to the community. Maybe you have that one. Maybe you have it now.
Maybe you have it now.
Yeah, so that process remained in the ANC, never came to the community. Because the community, we must be fair. Because if the community wants a person who will represent them, they must choose. Whether it's on a PA board or ANC board or a DA, the community must choose. So we took this to the community decided.
Yes, and then what happened?
Then it goes to the IEC.
Yes.
Yeah. So when the board come up, you will see Isami Marasing.
Okay, who was number one on the closing date of the official closing date of the IEC before this process was reopened? Who was number one in your ward?
In our ward?
Yes.
In our ward? In the ANC?
Yes.
You are saying in the ANC. Mm. Who was number one? It was Tessa, Contessa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she would have been the candidate. So
Before it went to community.
This list is drawn up by community, isn't it?
No.
Who draws up this list? No.
That was internal, inside the ANC. It was internal. So in the ANC, we have processes. On Skisinet Council, the community mana council.
But that's what I'm saying. The community is most the ANC in Ward 43. The community chose Tessa. Are you saying that?
No, I'm not saying the community. A community that never chose anyone, because we never took this process to the community. The process that we took to the community was on the 11th of September. On the 11th of September, we took the process to the community. That's where the last
vote process
are.
The vote process.
Yeah, for
the 11th.
The 11th of September.
The 11th is last week.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
So, before Saturday, you didn't have a final candidate?
No, we didn't have.
So, what would have happened if the registration wasn't open again? Who would have been the candidate?
The candidate? It would have been Tessa.
So, there was somebody, Moss?
No, that was internal. Community never decided. The community never decided.
I'm going to leave it there. It's hard work, eh?
Yeah.
Sometimes not so easy. I don't like to hammer on something, this was not clear and it doesn't make sense to me. That's why I have to engage you.
Yeah.
Because you're saying there was not somebody before the 11th, but now you concede that Tessa was the number one if the voting registration, and by the way, it can still be closed. It is still open for debate. I mean, they're going, the DA and them is taking the matter back to court. So if they go back and they said you can't make changes, then Tessa will be the candidate.
Yeah, still we'll support her.
No, it's fine, but then you have to concede it.
We are one. We'll support her. Whether she becomes or what, there's no division in the structure of the ANC in Ward 43. We are united.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next question. Okay, because he is on air. Ask him why are they saying that the squatter camp is ANC land, okay, and people are saying that they are forced to vote ANC or they can't stay there. Okay, let's start the question right. Kavuki land. What's your take on Kavuki land? Is it Kavuki land?
It's for Alma. Let me correct you. It's for Alma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the official name?
Yeah, it's for Alma. Yeah. It's a program that the ANC has embarked on. We have started it as the ANC structure, the mother body, also with the ANC Youth League. Mm. Yeah. We have started this program. And NPOs came on board, like Baizeng. Baizeng came on board. Oh, they deal with housing.
Mm.
Yeah. So we were the founders of that ground.
Mm.
Since, and if that person is asking that question, you can somehow worry him and blame it on and asoka fravati as is what he worried by iman.
No, what do you mean by that?
By the engagement on that. How, if you were staying there, you would knew who started it.
Mm.
Because people on that ground, it's people who support the ANC. Because the leaders who started that ground, it's ANC members.
But look, this is a DA-run ward. Was that not a political ploy hijacking by the ANC to allow those people? I don't say it's right or wrong. I know there's a housing crisis in Estres and everywhere in the country. But was it not a political ploy hijacking by the ANC to say, okay, leave the people here, to show some discord here in the ward because it's not ANC-run?
Popular, if we didn't start this program of taking that land, let me say taking that land that belongs to the people who are already living on it, the government wouldn't have taken us serious, local government, the DA. You must remember we have been evicted 2 times there. The first eviction was not legit. Nah? And also the second one was also not. It was. The first one was not legit. The second one was legit. So, for us to take that land, we saw the crisis in this community. Especially when you go to places like Nantesbury Flats. Nantes is where you find people living in 2 rooms. It's 8 families. 8 families living in a 2-room.
Do you have land there?
Yes, I do.
Do you live there?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the second part of this question say that people are forced to vote ANC or they can't stand there. You've just said that is ANC land or a project by the ANC.
Yeah.
Are they forced?
The leaders who are there are ANC members. So people who will follow those leaders are automatically going to vote for the ANC. So but no one is being forced.
Are they not forced?
No one is being forced. I'm saying those who are following the leaders who have started that program will follow them until where they go, even into their parties.
Okay. The next question is, you say they are radical, so how do they intend running a ward being radical, as this is not what people want? You are radical, but how are you going to run the ward radically? This is the question.
There's time to
run. You are so radical.
There's time to run the ward, and there's time to be radical. Those are two different things. So, when we are radical, is when we don't get an answer that belongs to the people, or get any results that belongs to the people, especially outside. Outside the demarcation, where we engage especially with, there are different radicalness. Different radicalness. So when we engage, we don't engage with tires and burning, what. We engage, if we say we are radical, we are saying a place that doesn't want to employ yesterday's people must not operate anymore. That's how we are radical. A place that's operating in our ward, Ward 43, and it's not employing Easter's people, it must not operate at all.
If they say, if you say now, Kismo, the ANC started the Hays vir Almal, are you advocating land grabs, unlawful land occupation? This is a question.
No, you can't. You can't say land that belongs to the people who are living on it. It's taken by force. No, it doesn't happen. It belongs to those people. That land belongs to those people. So what are you saying? The land doesn't belong to those people.
How does it belong to those people?
Because they are residents of this ward.
But there are people who's not residents of this ward.
There are people who are not residents of those ward.
Living there.
Living there. And are you aware of it?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not aware of it because there are procedures that we do follow there. Unless residents of this ward are entertaining those things, because the procedures that we follow there is before you get a land, you must go through, you must go and make your affidavit, you must come with vater en ligte, your water and lights paper to show that you've been staying maybe in Langeberg 511. And you are a resident there more than 10 years.
Does it have to be 10 years?
No, on the affidavit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that policeman, don't worry what I'm saying in that affidavit. I can live anywhere and come make that affidavit and I take the papers there and then what? What happened?
Yeah, you get the land. Investigations will be done when the city enters. Especially, like I told you, the city is already involved developing that place. Investigations will be made. Do you have a property on your name? Do you have a property on your name? Are you a resident in this ward? And for how long? And that's how it will go.
I am for integration.
Yeah.
I think you've seen me at meetings when I talk. Yeah. I am totally for integration. But I don't think that a lot of people staying there is from the ward.
So if you have that proof, then you can come forward with it.
Okay. Let's leave it there. The next question is, I don't know, why not build permanent structures if this land belongs to the ANC?
Oh, hey, other way to talk. Why not build permanent structures? We are saying that we have embarked on a program saying that the land must come back to the people.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we are not saying that the ANC owns land. And if the ANC owns land, you would have been seeing progress there. The leaders in the ANC have embarked on a program saying those who are living in two rooms, 18, about 18 is a nightway cameras, Komila 8. He's diva fastlag. Where you see land, we are saying that you must do first research of the land. And if the land doesn't have an owner, you must take it. Because it belongs to the city. And the city is you. I believe without us there's no city.
Okay. I saw the MEC, the MMC for housing said that those people can be evicted there, you know, if they are like now permanent residents of that area there. Okay, here's another question here from Colvin. Colvin say, Kismo, I would like to ask, what is your role and purpose in this community? I might be wrong, but from my understanding, you assist with jobs and business contracts. If this is what you are really doing, I would like to say I'm very disappointed with the experience encountered with you, as well as what some of the youth experience when submitting their CVs to you. Okay, it doesn't really say why is it disappointed, but okay, answer it.
There's progress in everything what we do. And also we are saying when people submit their CVs, they get called for interviews. Some of them get the jobs, some of them do not. Right? And first of all, we can't employ the whole Eesters at once. It's a program that we have started. And when we speak on a business platform, we're saying that, and I'm just going to make an example with the Somalian shops. The Somalian shops, In the shop, you will find there's eggs, there's toilet papers. There are all those stuff. We're saying, where are they getting those stuff? Why can't they source it from a local person? Maybe, example, you on Papla, who has an SMME, maybe you can supply them with toilet papers. So for you to supply every shop with a toilet paper automatically, you are a resident of the Ward 43.
Mm.
Also, you are empowering yourself. Also, you are going to employ people to assist you in this ward. It's job creation. We're saying opportunities must not be taken out of the ward. Let them remain in the ward by empowering each other. We're saying also, when projects come to this ward, call the people who have businesses in this very same ward. Bring the scopes and the opportunities to the table. Give it to the people of this community. It can't be that you come at Rustenburg, it will want a globe come change in Easteris. So we are not capable of doing that. You come at Bronkerspruit, it will crash in the graveyard. So you are saying that Easteris people are useless. That's what you are saying. Easteris people are useless. It's an insult, because how are you empowering the very same people who pay tax, the very same people who have put you into power? How are you empowering those people? And when you start a car wash, Metro comes and breaks off your car wash. So what must we do as a community of Easteris?
But Metro will say you can do whatever you want, but you must follow the bylaws of the city.
Yeah, but we are saying the city must come in and teach us those bylaws. The city must come, create a workshop, a weekly workshop, and come and show us those dynamics. So tell us which way to do, and so we can follow those dynamics. So it can't be that once my car wash is up, I'm trying to establish a living, and you come and break it. I'm unemployed. What must I do for a living?
Do you think the city is more lenient in other areas of Tswane than in other areas?
What I can tell you, Easteris is being neglected. Ward 43 is being neglected on a public sector, also on a private sector. We've been really neglected. We are the most neglected community in Tswane. And the youth league, the ANC youth league, has changed that thing. If you can check, we have changed it. The progress that we have. Who would employ 20 people in 1 week? Who would make people must be employed in 1 week? Let's be reasonable. Without complaining as a political party, saying this political party does that. Our program is progress. That's our program. Our program is progress. Rather than saying the DA mark D, the DA mark died, the PA mark D. It's better to empower our people in this world, to focus on the people.
Do you think that local empowerment is important?
It's very important.
So do you think that the grass and all other works like that should just be done by people of Easteris?
Yeah, it must be. Because these are the people who pay their taxes. These are the people who said, okay, since I'm not getting a job, let me start a business.
Mm.
Let me see how I'll empower myself. Also, I believe if a person from this ward gets that contract of cutting grass, he will empower automatically a young man here. The young man, and can you hear me? Look, if you look, who can I say? On Papla, who's by your yard? Etch by your eyes. He shall sort all his loop right by your eyes. And as you boom, he's coming, you blame maybe not for par. Da, he honey worry me. Fancy by your unismos. But me. So if residents of Easteris, especially business sectors, say enough is enough, we want to run Easteris this way, I'm calling on them as unite. Let them unite. Let them call us. We have ideas. We know we are young, but we have ideas to change this ward. We can have a factory that makes tissues in this ward. That very factory can supply all the shops in this very same ward.
There is a factory that manufactures toilet papers.
Okay, we didn't know about that. But is that factory supplying these local shops?
No, I'm not sure about that. The reason why I was asking about this grass cutting issue of, do you think So in other words, in other wards also, that it should only be those people in that ward that cut the grass. And it would limit my scope as an entrepreneur, because those machines are expensive. So I buy a lot of machinery. I want to cut wherever I am the cheapest tender. I can go to Waterkloof and there's a white guy, maybe, just example, who charge 10 rand a square meter. I think I can do that job for 6 rand. Then I would want to have that job. But if you say now just the people in this ward must get it, and then which means it would limit my scope as an entrepreneur, isn't it?
I'm saying when opportunities come, let it start at home.
But that's exactly what you're saying. That's what I'm saying, putting it to you now.
I'm saying when opportunities come, let it start at home. Why even opportunities doesn't come to Easterus? First of all, vast die tender advertised. Where did they advertise all these tenders that are taking places in this ward? First of all, that already shows you opportunities are not coming to this ward. We're saying opportunities must come to the ward. Let people grab these opportunities. When they fail, they will just get another one to do it. But let the opportunity start at home. Let it start at home, because it's opportunities for Easterus.
Yes, you're right. But don't you think the people in Waterkloof should also feel the same then?
I'm saying, maybe you don't understand.
I understand you. Don't keep on saying I don't understand.
No.
I think you answer around the question. You don't answer the question.
I'm not saying opportunities must not go for a person at Waterkloof or wherever. I'm saying opportunity must start at home. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying an opportunity must start at home.
Home can be Easterus, Mamelodi, Waterkloof, Garsfontein. That's home. The people that stay there, that's home for them.
No, we were talking, I think it was a few minutes ago, about the neglect, how Easterus is being neglected. Right? We've been talking about how Easterus is being neglected.
Mm.
So I'm saying when those opportunities come, let them start at home, because we've been neglected.
Okay. It is 12 past 7 here on Port FM with me, Papla. We're having conversation with Kismo of the ANC Youth League. Now, Kismo, if you're going to win these elections, and I keep my thumbs for you, and as I do with all the candidates, it's a big uphill battle here. How will you run the ward? What will you do? You are now the councillor. Bang, tomorrow Kismo is the councillor. What will you do? How will you manage it? The structure that you're going to use to manage the ward?
The first thing that I will start is to create a committee. In each extension, a member will come out to create a committee, because you can't run a ward alone.
Mm.
And each department will have a chairperson, a deputy chairperson. Water and sanitation will have a chairperson and a deputy chairperson that will make sure our infrastructures are being upgraded. Maintenance is being done in this ward through SMMEs from this ward. Because in our ward...
Oh, you mean the fixing of the water pipes?
Yeah,
and
what?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It will be done by people from this ward. But also the administration will be run by the chairperson, the deputy chairperson, and the person who will come and do the maintenance must be from this ward. So, also, and we'll be looking like... first thing... Easterus electricity bills must be scrapped.
Mm.
It must be scrapped. POP must come on board. POP must come on board, and we must assure that people who get less than 3,005 must pay certain amount to the to City of Tshwane. To City of Tshwane, and we are going to create a program where everyone will be involved. Young, old, everyone will be involved. That's our program that we'll be embarking on. Especially young people. We must get them on this RDP list. We must start getting... That's our next program. We'll be calling young people to come and register for RDPs.
So as ANC councillor now, let's say you're the ANC councillor now, you will propose to council the city of Tshwane to scrap everyone's bill.
Yes.
To zero.
To zero.
Okay. You say that POP must come in.
Yes.
Okay. There is requirements to qualify for POP. God bless. Fortunate enough, I don't think I will qualify for POP. So what you going to do then?
We must create a resolution around it. That needs a sitting of a community. Also, once we are in council, we must come with a resolution around it. So no, we are not yet in council. But once we are in, you will see many results. Honestly speaking, there's already results taking place, as you can see. So there are more results coming.
Okay. What development do you think we need in the community?
Infrastructures must be upgraded. Water pipes, electricity lines, those things must be upgraded. Those things must be upgraded. Open land, provincial and local must come together and discuss how they are going to do, what they are going to do with this open land. Because in Esteres we have many open land and the land belongs to the city. So we are saying that the city must find a solution, especially this open land. Then you find there is no even a skill center for young people in this very same ward. So it just shows you political parties are playing with people. And those who are governing also, those ones who are currently governing, the DA, is playing also with people. Because since they have been governing, there is no results.
Yeah, okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Kismo in studio.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Poort FM.
Yo kasi, yo stasi.
Poort FM. Tell your neighbor, your colleagues, your friends and family to tune in to your kasi's favorite stasi. Poort FM. Yo kasi, yo stasi.
It is 20 past 7 here on Poort FM. We are going to wrap up the conversation now with Kismo. If you still have a question or two, send it to our official WhatsApp line at 064-119-6071. Kismo, why is the ANC trying to alleviate poverty by providing free services? How long will that be sustainable? This is a question from Alice Lavemba.
It will be sustainable until we are in power.
What do you mean?
Because you must remember these things we have created, these programs that we are creating for the people who can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
It's programs that goes in line with the budgets that are there. So there's money that's not being used. There's money that's not being used. And where does the money go to? Since the money can't go to certain programs, we're saying that let the money be given to those who are trying to empower themselves and those who are willing to meet us halfway. As government.
Yeah, but when I asked the question, you said until we are in power. But you are in power, Mas.
We are in this world, we are not in power.
No, the ANC. The question is, why is the ANC trying to alleviate poverty by providing free services? And how long will that be sustainable?
Yeah, but that's a national question. When the interview started, I said I can't speak for national.
But do you think in Tshwane that it is sustainable to have free services?
Currently, the current political party that's running Tshwane is the DA.
Hmm?
It's the DA. So and that question won't ever answer.
No, let's play devil's advocate. You've won now. The ANC have won the ward. The city of Tshwane. They're in control of the city of Tshwane. Do you think it is sustainable to have free services?
Yeah, I think it's sustainable.
How?
Because we are saying that those who can't afford, those who are willing to afford to come to the table, let's meet each other halfway. Halfway. Susek Musa said that my bill is 50 tau. I say I can pay 20 tau. Who's going to pay the rest? We're saying government must come on board. Because we have money that's just lying there, that's not being used.
Where?
I don't want to go to national politics.
Our pensions.
Yeah.
Our pensions.
No, not your pensions. But I'm just saying I don't want to go to national politics. Let's remain in local politics. I can't answer for the leadership, national leadership.
No, I'm not asking you to answer about national. I'm just asking, do you think it's sustainable to give us free services?
Yeah, it's sustainable. That's my answer. So yes, it's sustainable.
And you will know when you're there to see where does it come from.
Yeah.
That concludes our interview then. Is there anything from your side that you want to say? Your what does JJ call it? Last bite.
Yes, my last bite. I would like to call all young people to go and register to vote. And I'll like to call all elders, the elders also, to register to vote. Vote where there's progress, not where people are insulting each other, are blaming each other. Vote where there's progress. And where there's progress is in the ANC Youth League. It's time where young people must lead. The time has come. Young people must lead. Give us the chance to lead as young people. Because when we fail, we still have time on our side.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not going to win the race, what will you do? What's your plans?
If I don't win the race, we'll still continue with our programs developing Easterers. Getting job for young people, the elders also, but our programs will remain. If we don't win, even if we win, our programs will remain.
Will you be willing to work with any candidate who wins this race?
Yes.
What do you understand? Work with this person. What do you mean?
If the person is willing to put the interest of Ward 43 first, we are willing to work with you. If you are willing to put the interest of Easterers, Ward 43 first, we are willing to work with you. If you are not willing to put the interest of Ward 43 Easterers first, we are not willing to work with you.
Last bite from me, Gizmo. I know I was in this race. It is not an easy race. It's a hard race. But what I want to tell you is, and I'm telling all the candidates, because sometimes we want also instant gratification. I know you come a long way, but from my side, the advice that I can give you is sometimes the universe, sometimes they don't say, no, Gizmo, you're not going to be the counselor. What they are saying is, not now, Gizmo. Understand? So go back, see what you can improve on, see what you can work on, and see that your promises and the stuff that you want to do for your community is really from your heart. And then maybe we will give you a chance. I'm saying this to all the candidates. And I told the two candidates before you that the Zambian president won at his sixth attempt. So things don't always come your way at your time, at your pace. You are very young. We engage a lot, me and you. I told you, they will not easily make you a PR counselor because their positions are more reserved for more senior people in the parties and all the parties you will see. But you've made it to be the candidate of the ANC. And I think that says a lot about you. You are very, very young. I don't think we ever had such a young candidate in this ward. So good luck. It's not an easy race. You understand?
Yeah, it will never be enough.
Yes.
Yeah. I appreciate for the advice. Up, but it's the beginning of bigger things.
Thank you.
The views reflected while presenting this show does not represent the views of Poort FM.
Your Kasi, your Stasi.